Good morning, folks. This is GQ here. I'm recording this audio.
Excuse me.
On the way to work. I've got about a 20-minute drive, and I don't feel like listening to music today. And the reason I'm posting this is because of something someone else posted. This is in response to a discussion on GWA Backstage about the difference between porn, or normal porn as they might call it, and GWA. And it's prompted actually quite an interesting discussion amongst lots of users about why we're here, how we came to be here. And only one person out of all of those comments actually posted an audio response, which is kind of curious considering it's supposed to be an audio site. So I decided to do the same thing, except this is going to be a strictly sort of SFW one. Subject matter is not safe for work, but there won't be any happy endings, I'm afraid. And it's also kind of been bubbling away in the back of my head about why I'm here, based on some of the conversations I've had with people who asked fairly pointed questions about why am I here, why do I post, and also how I came to be here. So before I get into the porn versus GWA discussion, I thought I would give some of you guys a sort of a background as to why I'm here. The journey started about 18 months ago, if you will. I have been in a pretty dead relationship, if you will, and that kind of suited me because I really wasn't interested in anything sexual either. So, but 18 months, I kind of picked myself up and got myself back together again. My libido came back with a vengeance, if you will, and I kind of looked around and went, oh, there's no one to foist my newfound desires on. So fast forward 18 months of
GPS signal being largely
satisfying myself, if you will. I read a lot of erotica. It suits my imagination. I love to read, so it's only natural for me to want to read explicit stuff. I also like watching porn too, and I did for a while, but I found I couldn't find what I was really looking for. I found the professional stuff kind of overproduced and just not realistic, and it just looks a bit silly to me. They're paid to be there and they don't often look like they're enjoying it, so it became increasingly less interesting. So I went looking for more amateur stuff, and that's a lot harder to find. And then I got kind of annoyed by the whole thing and just switched it off altogether. And I happened to be on YouTube one day looking for I was looking for some whispering stuff, and I don't know where that idea came from, but I listened to someone whisper in an audio, and he was not whispering anything particularly or anything overtly sexual, but it was kind of amazing when you've got your headphones in, your noise cancelling headphones, and someone's whispering, and it sent shivers up and down my spine. And I thought, this is fucking amazing. I loved it. It was really soothing. It made me feel really good, and it enabled me to sleep because I suffer from insomnia a fair bit. And that led me to listening to a fair amount of that on YouTube. But then I got a bit sick and tired of just the same old vanilla, I suppose. And then I thought, why hasn't someone combined this kind of stuff with some erotica? Well, that's how I ended up at GWA, but not through a link through YouTube. I actually went and did a Google search looking for erotic audio, and I checked out Lit Erotica's site, but I found a lot of that to be kind of a bit fake. It was just people obviously reading out a script or outlining a fantasy, but wasn't in the same kind of real way that I was looking for. And I found this website by, or it was a blog I think, where someone had actually written about the avenues for oral pleasure, as in A-U-R-A-L, and GWA was mentioned. And I thought, what's this GWA? So we went off and had a look and realised it was a sort of a subpart of Reddit. And I'd kind of come across Reddit a bit more looking at just various discussions. I hadn't really paid a lot of attention to the platform. But I ended up on GWA and I felt like, as I described it to someone, I felt like I was Alice in Wonderland and I just tumbled down the rabbit hole, got to the bottom and went, I feel at home here. I love this shit. And the unexpected benefit for me was people being warm and friendly and appearing to be so. I'm not so naive to think that there aren't hidden agendas. But there are some genuine people out there, and I know they're genuine because they're prepared to record an audio and say so. So that's kind of nice. And so I decided to take a leap of faith and thought, I wonder if I could record something. You know, the first 24 hours was just me in a state of, you know, lustful bliss, enjoying all this audio, and yeah, I kind of overindulged for about 24 hours. Man, was it good. But I got into the chat room, and they seemed pretty, you know, hi, how are you? You're new to here. So I took a plunge and recorded something, and I kind of needed to hear some feedback. Mainly because I don't have a lot of confidence in my own voice. I actually don't particularly like it. And I've never had any positive feedback on my voice at all. More often than not, I get told either my voice is not deep enough or sexy enough or it's too high or whatever. And a lot of people don't consider their voice. We're very much judged in today's society on visual, and guys are very visual, so it's nice to be in a place where you're actually not judged on that. You're judged on what you say and how you sound, and obviously the audience for a lot of people actually has something, some meaning and some emotion behind it. So I don't bother with porn at all anymore. It kind of, I'm a bit ambivalent about it. I still like reading some erotica, but not the explicit stuff. I kind of read the adult romances where there's actually a background story to it with explicit. But for all my pleasure and needs, I come here. And I kind of feel at home. I'd like to think I've made some friends. I've got a couple of people I chat to online, and I've actually got some people I actually have phone calls with and fairly lengthy telephone conversations about all kinds of stuff. And that's been great because it's enabled me to feel kind of like a normal person and to actually have someone on the other end of the phone who actually wants to hear what you've got to say. And it's actually been all over the shop. It's not been anything to do with GWA, it's actually to do with real life stuff. And that's been really nice. So for me, I don't feel so alone in the world. Because when life does get a bit tough, I know I've got a couple of people I can reach out to. and literally say, I need to talk, and they'll pick up the phone and listen. And that's all any of us really are kind of after at the end of the day. As some of you may know, my audios started out pretty explicit. I haven't posted one in kind of over a week, maybe less than a week, but I'm posting other stuff, more to explore my voice, and also someone's going to appreciate that, to appeal to a broader audience. and hopefully give a bit of diversity here, because I think, you know, there's some unhappiness out there, and I think there's a lot of people there that want to be listened to. And I've had people listen to me, and the offer is open to anyone who wants me to listen to them. So, I'm kind of almost at work now, and this is a great way to get to work. Although, if I ever got pulled over by a cop, I wanted to know who I was talking to. It'd be an interesting conversation. So hopefully it's given you a bit of insight into why I'm here. I really haven't talked too much about why I like the audio stuff, other than I'll quickly say that for me, it's about intimacy. I really like the improv stuff. I like some of the scripted stuff, but there's not a lot I do like. I find it quite a turn on when you're listening to a guy totally in his head, his imagination running away with him and completely letting go. That's just so hot, I think. And they're the kind of audios I've done. How long I stay here, a lot will depend, I guess, on how my life unwinds or pulls together. I don't know. But for now, it's a much needed piece of sunshine. Enables me to get through the day and gives me some comfort at night. Although I do say my insomnia has not improved. In fact, the bloody annoying thing for someone in the land down under is when I'm up and around, everyone's fucking asleep. So I now have some really kind of odd hours. But I'll find a way to make it work. So yeah, this is me signing off. I hope you got something out of it, and drop me a line, and as I say most of the time, stay safe, people, and be kind to one another. Bye.